Friends, welcome to the new Sandy Parr Club website. Sandy Parr Club is a SCGA traveling golf club where we bring you friendly golf tournaments across Southern California, provide you cash prizes, a nifty skins game, and giveaways for all of our attendees if we have any from our sponsors. Find out more by joining our membership and checking out our website at sandyparrclub.com. I also provide a YouTube channel, youtube.com/tinkergolfman. And my Instagram handle is at TinkerGolfMan, where I provide you pro tips from Tito Tinker. I have my co-host here, Eloy, who is one of our club members for Sandy Parr Club. And we're bringing you this podcast today to showcase different things in the golf world. We want to showcase to you guys golf, equipment, travel, and any giveaways that we can, all in the golf world. So to get us started, I guess... we recently just had our Sandy Parr Club golf tournament. It's a monthly golf tournament we do across Southern California in Long Beach, our hometown, at El Dorado Park Golf Course. And we had a 16-man field out there. And Eloy, do you want to talk a little bit about how our tournament went this past weekend?
I mean, our tournament came out great. Lucky enough, tied for first place.
I know.
High handicap. So those are high handicaps. Come on down.
Yeah.
We
provide again.
So, you know.
And what that means is if you have a, you know, you shoot 100 typically or 110, we provide you a handicap so that you can have an even score to play with everybody else that may be shooting a little bit lower than you. So Eloy said he tied for first.
Tied for first. There is a net prize. So there is some money involved depending on the field. So, you know, let's get out there.
Yeah.
Let's get out there every month.
And then we also had one of our guests, Mr. Darren Juicy, take...
Darren, yes.
Yep, he tied for net 78, if I believe, for both of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were lights out. It didn't feel like it for you.
It didn't feel like it.
It didn't feel like it for you, but his
handicap,
his high handicap definitely helped him out.
Definitely helped me out. I'm an average golfer at best, so...
Sure.
Come on down and let's play some golf.
Right.
Let's all play some golf.
Cool, cool. Yeah, so check us out, sandyparrclub.com. Come join one of our wonderful tournaments and win some money, meet some new golf friends out there. So I just want to do a first shout out to one of our great friends from Western Gales or out of San Francisco. We're doing a great giveaway. They're providing you guys with a one-of-one handmade hybrid head cover. It's a unique shape conforming head cover made out of upscaled sailing material. So it's that stuff that you guys see on boats, and it's that nylon kind of material, and they've pretty much recycled it so that they made it into head cover, and they've painted the Sandy Parr Club logo on the actual head cover. So yeah, so it's pretty sick. We're going to be giving one of those away to one of our followers on the YouTube channel or in the Instagram. So more details on that, that'll be added onto the screen. So if you're listening, take an opportunity to go to the YouTube and watch and see how you can win this cool head cover prize. So shout out to Western Gales out of San Francisco. Obviously, this week we just recently finished the Ryder Cup. Congratulations to Team USA.
Let's go, yes, Team USA.
Team USA.
Baby,
I have my Whistling Straits Ryder Cup hat from my last visit in 2019. But if you don't know what Ryder Cup is, Eloy, give them a little rundown on what the Ryder Cup is.
So basically, the Ryder Cup is a two-team, one team from Team USA, one team from Team Europe, and they play every other year. The play consists of four-ball and foursome matches on Friday and Saturday, and single matches on Sunday. The four-ball, if you're not quite sure what that is, that's just every player plays his ball and posts a score, and the lowest score wins the hole. Foursome is featuring alternated shots, with lowest score winning the hole for each team.
Got it, got it. So think of it as different formats of golf, and it's a three-day tournament event. This year it was held in Whistling Straits, which is in Kohler, Wisconsin. If you guys are familiar, Kohler is also a utility and house appliance product that you probably see. If your faucet might be a Kohler product, but it's in a city in Wisconsin called Kohler. So I had the great opportunity to visit Whistling Straits out in 2019. They have four beautiful golf courses out there, which has held a U.S. Women's Open, PGA Championship, and a Senior Open in previous years. The four courses they have is called the Whistling Straits. There's the Straits course and then the Irish course. Then they have Black Wolf Run, and then those have two courses, which is the River Course and the Meadows Valley Golf Course. All beautiful golf courses. I know it's a bucket list to get out there for any of you know, golfers out there. If you have the time and opportunity, check it out. Whistling Straits, it's a beautiful place. There's three ways to get there. You can fly, we're here in the, you know, greater Los Angeles area, but you can fly there and land into Milwaukee, Green Bay, or Chicago. So shout out to my friend Andy, who lives in Wisconsin, got me out there and made it a great trip when I last went there in 2019. They have various properties that you can stay on at Whistling Straits. I recommend, if you want to go out there and you want to eat at one of their restaurants, it's called Horse and Plow. They serve up this mean pork schnitzel, which, yeah, if you're not familiar with pork schnitzel, it's very similar to chicken katsu for all my Asian and Islander friends out there. Check it out. They serve up a mean pork schnitzel out at Horse and Plow in Whistling Straits. Other things that you can do there is take a water massage spa, cycling. They have a beautiful driving range at Whistling Straits and of the other two courses that they have out there. And they have a swing studio that you can also play with your friends, and a whole bunch of pro shops that you can you know, shop till you drop with all the Whistling Straits gear that they have out there. So if you ever get the great opportunity,
I'm gonna need a cop that.
Yeah. If you ever get the opportunity, you definitely got to make your way out to Kohler, Wisconsin, and check out Whistling Straits. So again, just to recap, we had a day one where, if I'm not mistaken, Eloy, USA won that day.
USA did win day one.
Right.
They went 9-3.
Okay.
With the foursomes of 3-1.
Got it.
And they having four rookies win the foursomes.
Right. So it was a strong first day for the USA. Mm-hmm. We had Sergio Garcia and John Rahm paired together, man, making great putts. But man, Team USA being on home soil this year,
They was booing
Team Europe so bad.
Right.
Yeah, so it was interesting to see, because we hadn't had the Ryder Cup for some time. Obviously, they pushed it because of COVID, where, you know, a lot of the marketing was set for 2020. We're now in 2021. But regardless, there was a lot of booing for Team Europe. Jordan Spieth made a crazy shot. If you guys haven't seen this video clip, it's an interesting video clip. He's on the face of the edge of a wall almost, and he hits this crazy shot, and he almost falls into Lake Michigan. So, and he made a great recovery and made that putt. So shout out to Jordan Spieth for making that crazy shot.
Mm-hmm. That was a long grass.
Big fescue.
Big fix, right?
Yeah, and
the hill was up here.
Straight up. Like, literally, you're in a 90-degree angle looking up in the sky.
Right.
And, it was a beautiful shot. So we'll have a little clip of that on the video if you guys are watching this on the YouTube podcast. Great shots from Bryson DeChambeau. Again, we had three out of the four matches being won by Team USA in the morning, if I'm not.
In the morning.
And then the afternoon matches.
We had the four ball with 6-2 USA.
Wow, yeah. So strong day for day one.
Strong day. And
definitely shout out to all those great golfers from Team USA for rallying up and getting those points for us. Quick shout out to one of our friends out with the brand Rapsodo. So Rapsodo MLM is a new golf launch monitor. You can get $50 off by using my code TGM50. The links will be provided on the YouTube video and the description of this podcast. So if you're just listening, take the opportunity to go onto the YouTube video so that you can also take advantage of getting the $50 discount. It's a pro level launch monitor that pretty much fits in the palm of your hands. Mm-hmm. You can use an iPhone, an iPad, or Android device with this so that the data of your golf swing can show you your weaknesses and strengths of your golf swing. So check them out. Rapsodo MLM is the product.
Code TGM50.
And we had an opportunity to use it a couple weeks ago, right, Eloy, at the driving range.
Yes.
And any initial thoughts about kind of the Rapsodo MLM?
I mean, if you're not looking to spend thousands of dollars in a launch monitor, or if you don't have the space in your home for launch monitor and, you know, screens and everything, this Rapsodo MLM is perfect. Literally, like you said, the size of your palm, flip it up, you can throw your phone, iPad on top of it,
right,
and it records you. Using the camera from your phone, it'll record you, It'll show you your distance, your angle, your club head speed, and then it'll give you a little playback of your swing, so you're able to look at it.
Correct.
And I was tripping out, I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. So I know I'm coming inside when I know I should be coming, you know, over everything.
Right, right. So yeah, definitely check them out.
Check them out.
Rap Soto MLM, $50 code using the code TGM50. So to get back on the Ryder Cup, day two, we had some cool things happen. We had Dustin Johnson with a chip in to win his point on one of the holes. Europe was really struggling on par fives. I think they weren't able to get a lot of their shots home in two, mm-hmm. so they were struggling to get up and down for their third and fourth shots. Sergio Garcia had a nice chip in. Paul Casey, this is one of the highlights that I think key takeaways from day two. Paul Casey made a great shot where he wasn't even, he couldn't even see the hole.
Right.
So he was below. Super below the hole, makes the shot, walks maybe 2-3 feet, and then everybody's kind of raving and ranting, and he makes it and holes out for that shot. So
what a shot.
What a shot. To Paul Casey, longtime Ryder Cup and European team member, mm-hmm. big fan of Paul Casey. So shout out to him. We also had great shots from Sergio and JT on the 16th hole on the Straits course. If you've ever gone to Whistling Straits, you know that the wind is like the defense over there. It's not really a hard golf course in a sense that it's not gettable. They have a trillion bunkers, but I think the number one thing is the wind.
The wind.
Yeah.
Either so, it's hurting or it's helping, but
correct.
It's there.
It's there.
It'll
and,
be there.
What I noticed is when you're there, you got to learn how to play the wind, and definitely you have to take advantage of the caddies that they have out there. The caddies mm-hmm. will be able to help you. I mean, I can't tell you how many shots I lost where I thought that I that I pushed it or pulled it, hooked it into the fescue, hooked it into a bunker, and my caddy was like, no, I know exactly where that golf ball's at.
Man,
so,
man, shout out to all the caddies.
Shout out to all the caddies out at Whistling Straits or any property that you're on. If you're
right,
a caddy.
If there's a caddy, man, shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are real MVPs in this golf world.
Right, right.
Them so, pros wouldn't be doing much without y'all caddies.
Exactly. No, so if you've never had the opportunity to play with a caddy, you know, take the opportunity when you have a chance, play a beautiful golf course. They typically have caddies all day for you. You know, typically, you know, going to be a good price to pay them, but regardless, if they're helping you out, you're going to enjoy your round more than not having a caddy.
Right, right.
So, yes. Great putt made by John Rahm, 40-plus footer made on day two. And crazy takeaway on hole number 12. It's a skinny par three. I remember playing this hole, skinny par three, where you got to, it's almost where you're slightly elevated and you have like maybe 20-30 feet in the skinniest part of this green to land on, and Jordan Spieth rolls out and tries to make the putt, but rolls out and does a 180. So it's a diabolical hole.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. And what were the results for day two for Ryder Cup?
So day two results overall was 11-5 Team USA. With the morning foursomes, we went 3-1 Team USA.
Wow.
And the afternoon four ball, we went 2-2 tie.
Wow.
So again, kind of a closer day on day two.
But I think we still took away more
USA
points.
Was still, yeah. You know, still going strong.
Yeah. So lights out to Team USA day one and day two.
Day two.
Question
though.
Yeah.
What did you get on that number 12 hole?
What are you talking about that?
What did you score on
If I'm not mistaken, I shot a 6 on that.
You shot a 6. Hey.
Yeah.
Average golfer.
Yeah, average golfer.
You didn't need your caddy though.
Well, the problem was I used my caddy, but it was because the tee shot was, I think I lost it in the water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
So he was a little wet.
So it was wet, taking a drop. Y'all know how that goes. So, hole number 12 at the Straits course is
not. But it was a beautiful hole.
Beautiful hole. Right on the edge of Lake Michigan. And I can't complain one bit. Just the experience to be there. So
There it is.
So I believe I made a 6 at that hole. But regardless, I had fun. Shout out to my caddy. for getting me to at least a 6, or right. to hold me at a 6. Quick shout out to our friends over at Chippo Golf. Chippo Golf. Creates a unique chipping game that you can bring to a barbecue, beach, play at home, or a golf outing with your family and friends. You can get 15% off Chipo Golf by using my code TinkerGolfMan. You can find the link in the YouTube video. Again, if you're listening to this on the audio version, please take the time to go to our video version of this podcast and use our link and the code TinkerGolfMan to get 15% off a Chipo Golf. And we just did a little promo on my Instagram of it.
Yes.
With our great friend, or your cousin Mike.
My cousin Mike, yeah. Shout out to Mike Rock, DJ Mike Rock.
Shout out to you. For being our extra on the video. But yeah, Chipo Golf has been out for a couple years. I've had the great opportunity to use them at different tournaments, but it's a cool little thing that you can put out, you know, wherever you're at,
you can just play it. It's, you don't necessarily need expensive clubs.
Nope.
You can just get yourself any kind of wedge.
Right. And you can bring the kids into this,
you
too.
You can bring the kids into it.
Yeah, get the little plastic...
plastic wedges, plastic balls.
Right.
Try to play it out.
Comes with 6 foam balls. It's 2 hard plastic mats that you put out on an edge. Mm-hmm. And
Prop them up.
And have a great time playing with your friends. So, Chipo Golf. Check them out. The code is TinkerGolfMan. Again, you can find that in the description of this video. So, to go on to day 3... day 3 was, I mean, again, lights out.
Final day. USA was just rolling the whole,
right,
all 3 days. They were just rolling.
Right.
It was going to be a hard comeback for Team Europe. It was going to be real hard.
Real hard, right. But, do we know what the score was going into day?
So the score was, it was 11-5.
11-5, yeah.
So I believe that you got to get. First one to, was it 19?
19.
I believe it was 19. First one to 19. So USA was only 8 points away.
Right. Going to be a hard day for Team USA, but we've seen the great comebacks from Team Europe. So, mm-hmm. I mean, regardless if it was going to be a challenge for Europe, I mean, it could have well gone to a very close tie at the end, easily.
It's golf.
You get your up and downs very quickly if you haven't learned in golf yet.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, the day started with a great shot with Bryson DeChambeau with an eagle.
Ooh,
yeah. Eagles. So rarely seen.
They was flying.
One of the new rookies coming into the Ryder Cup, Victor Hovland, was making and sinking some, you know, long putts out there. Shout out to him from Team Europe. Team USA across the board. Morikawa, DJ, Koepka, making putts. I mean, all I could see was highlights of putts all day from Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting takeaway from Bryson is, if you guys haven't seen the video from this, it's he's going hole number six. It's a 339 yard par 4. And he was taking out driver, and his caddy's like, nah, it's downwind.
Right.
Take the 3 wood, and everybody starts booing Bryson. And
that saw that they were booing because they wanted to see big hits.
Right, they wanted to see big hits.
Which I get, you know. Everyone wants to use a driver.
Sure.
You can't always use a driver.
Right.
Especially if, one, there's money on the line.
Right.
He knows he can hit his driver, you know, 350 easy.
Right.
So being only
330. 3 wood now.
Yeah.
And that's why he switched off.
Right. He did mention, he did tell the crowd, yes, don't worry.
He's still going for the green.
Still going for the green.
Right. So it's interesting to see that everybody was booing him.
Right. They were booing. But he was playing smart golf.
I mean,
if he knows there's money on the line, there's a championship on the line. Bring the trophy back to the Team USA.
Correct.
So he was smart.
Right. So yeah, I mean, what's your take on that, Eloy, in regards to now we see like these big golfers coming into the tour and like wanting to be the longest driver on tour? And I think we even had, you know, speaks of Rory trying this and other golfers trying this, where they're trying to maximize their distance. Is that something that you want to fall into as a golfer, or do you like working more on the finesse of the game, being smart about it? Or do you really want to see kind of the game go to that long distance kind of, you know,
I mean,
bombastic shots.
I mean, I'm always, if I can take out the big D, I'm taking out the big D.
Sure.
But at the same time, if I know I'm going to hit it too far, or if I know I'm not going to get in the fairway,
right,
I'm going to keep it in the back.
Take out
my 4-iron because I can't hit my 3-wood.
Sure.
So...
okay.
But I'm in favor of these pros actually playing golf to win.
I mean,
that's the goal.
Right.
You're
of course,
a pro, you want to play to win.
Right.
You want to obviously win that purse.
Right, right.
One, two, you want the recognition if you ain't got it already.
Right.
So I'm in favor of them, you know, not going for a long drive.
Sure.
But if they do, then, I mean, shoot. If I could hit it 350 every time straight, I would, but...
Right. Not the easiest of that. That's not... As you know, the longer you go, that ball is going to disperse more than it needs to stay online.
Right.
So to even, you know, try to hold a green... at 339 yards away is already a hard ask. It's a big hard ask. But we did have, if I'm not mistaken, two golfers hit the green on that same hole. We had Tony Finau Brooks Koepka held the green on hole number six. So, again, a great day for Team USA with amazing shots into the sixth hole at that green. We also had Paul Casey had an interesting mishap on hole number seven. It was a 217 yard par three, which he almost lands into to the water in Lake Michigan, but he recovers with a great chip out of the fescue. So almost like from day one where we saw Jordan make that crazy shot
from the wall.
I mean, Paul didn't have as much of that, just more of the fescue on a kind of, you know, angled slope, not that face wall that Jordan had. But Paul chips it on to less than 2-3 feet and you know, makes that putt. So shout out to Paul Casey. But regardless, a great 3 days of golf.
Great 3 days. Whoever who also had a great day was DJ.
DJ, oh, 100%.
DJ went 5-0 in all of his matches.
Correct.
So he won every single match that he was in. So
and he was the talk of, you know, the media room when he was doing his interviews. He was pretty much holding that mic.
He held the mic the whole time, and he was letting everybody have it. He was having a great time though.
Right.
He was enjoying that victory conference.
Right. So congratulations, Team USA, and all the golfers involved. I'm so excited and hyped up that we won. We haven't had the cup for many years now.
Yeah.
So to finally get the cup back for Team USA, it's been a great kind of last couple days, kind of basking in the win for Team USA.
The 2023 Ryder Cup.
So the upcoming one.
The up and coming Ryder Cup will be in Rome, Italy, back on their turf.
Right.
That'll be coming in 2023.
So
Team Europe will have home field advantage there for sure.
Yeah, as always. So it's always that rotating kind of day. But you know, regardless, you know, let us know what you guys think of, you know, the Ryder Cup. Please leave in the comments what your thoughts are. Were you rooting for Team USA? Were you rooting for Team Europe? What was your favorite golf shot?
Let us know
because. Again, you know, we'd love to kind of talk about that on the podcast as well. But yeah, shout out to Team USA, Rome. I have not played golf in Europe yet, so if anybody that's going to be watching the podcast has any recommendations for future golf that me and Eloy can attend out there, Rome, hey man.
Hey, that's a beautiful place.
Beautiful place.
Seen pictures.
Yeah, I've been to Europe, but never in Rome, but we'd love to visit. So if anybody out there... wants to put some recommendations on some of the best golf courses in Rome, we'd love to check them out and hopefully make it a get some content out for you guys in the future.
Definitely, that would be great.
So a couple more things. Just want to give a shout out to TaylorMade, TaylorMadeGolf.com. If you're listening to this podcast, head over to the video version of this podcast on my YouTube channel, where you can get and shop TaylorMade. Latest golf products and offerings by building loyalty points and get discounted or free tailor-made products on future purchases. So use our link in the bio description of this podcast on the video version or the description of this podcast and create yourself a tailor-made golf account. And from
get yourself that Sim 2, baby.
That Sim 2 is like the hottest thing right now.
Hottest thing. Everybody hottest wants driver. That in their bag. Everybody right. wants a Sim 2.
I'm still rocking Sim 1.
Team Cobra and Team Cleveland over here. I don't know.
It doesn't matter what clubs you got. You got some new, you got some old ones. As long as you out there golfing.
As long as you're enjoying your time.
That's, right.
It's just the best way to spend time with some friends.
Right.
And if you get into some tournaments, possibly win some money.
Right.
So, golf, you can play golf until you can't walk anymore.
Exactly, right.
So, you know, I've been playing at least since I was 8 years old.
Sure.
So you've been playing since you were high school.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's something you can learn young till the day you can't walk.
Right.
Golf is, I mean, you can do a lot of walking.
Right.
a lot of walking if you're not on the cart.
Use the excuse of exercise then.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, use the excuse of exercise.
This is exercise.
All right. So a couple things. We have another PGA Tour stop coming up in a couple. Is it next week?
It's this weekend.
Oh, this weekend.
Weekend, starting September 30 to October 3rd. It's the Sanderson Farms Championship.
Cool.
In a country club of Jackson in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay. And our future, the future champion of that event was... We had the previous champion?
The defending champion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Defending champion.
I can't tell the future.
I'm sorry. Sorry. My bad.
I got the defending champion at Sergio Garcia.
Sergio Garcia. So, hey, you know, bad luck from the Ryder Cup.
Bad luck from the Ryder Cup.
But, hey, Serge, if you're playing this week, you might win this one.
You got to defend it.
You got to defend it. Exactly.
You got to defend it. He won last year, so.
Right.
He'll come back this year.
Cool. So we'll end the podcast there. Again, leave us any comments or questions or anything that you guys want us to talk about. You know, me and Eloy and our great friend Ashteen, who's our video producer for our videos, we have a marketing company where you can partner with us. Please check us out. Our company is called Slurp Media. Our website is Slurp Some Media, literally Slurp how it sounds, slurpsomemedia.com, where we can provide you marketing support for your brand, product, or any services that you may want to showcase with us. Thanks for listening and watching. Any last comments before we head out?
No, if all those Instagram influencers and everybody come hit us up at Slurp Some Media.
Right.
We can take care of you. We can do some marketing. We can do some the UX research, the website designs. If you're looking for a website.
If you're looking for a website, we can get you a website.
We can get you a website. We can help you. We can design that. You need product reviews. You need product promos.
Right.
We shoot all of that. So come contact us.
Yes. So check us out. SlurpSomeMedia.com. Thanks again for watching. Our motto here at Sandy Park Club is never golf alone. And again, check us out at SandyParkClub.com. All right. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
See you on the next one.
Woo. I thought you were going to talk about...